So we're doing continue Tosfos Shana and Tosfos Rashi. Already. Okay, yeah. Okay, so the issue is you have Ben Azai. Okay, so let's just chaz the Gemara, the basic pshat of the Gemara. So again, you have a carrier thing from Mishnah, pick it up Mishnah Siach, go through the Carmelis and put it down in Shas Rabim. Chum say Chayev, Ben Azai says your pater. Okay, so the Chomer, that's a good Yechayev because he did not cure Shiach and Achon Shazarav. And Azai, the Gemara says, Yipote, because Mahalach Komid. Mahalach Komid means while you're walking, it's like you did Hanacha, so therefore it's like you did Hanacha and Carmelis, and then a new Akira and Carmelis, and Hanacha and Shazarav, so therefore it's split apart. Okay, then the Gemara went on to ask, it says, oh, that's good, according to... a question on the Rabbanan. They had very nice according to the Rabbanan, and it's not Ka'omed. Yeah, but Carmelis, it should be Hafsik. Carmelis should be Hafsik. So it says, no, Carmelis isn't Hafsik. There's no such thing like that. And it went through a whole thing showing there's no Hafsik like that. Okay. So now, because Tosfos Shanim is bothered by, he says, yeah, but maybe... Well, oh, no, I'm sorry. So now Tosfos asks, if you can tell me according to Ben Azai... You say, Mahalach Ka'omid Dami. So walking is like you're doing Hanacha, so how could you ever have Dalal Amos of Shasarabim? Mahavi Dalam Shasarabim, because it's going to automatically be Hanacha. So Tosfos Yishonim says, well, hold on a second. Maybe the only time Ben Azai says Mahalach Ka'omid Dami is in Carmelis, because the Carmelis is a Mapsik. But maybe he's not going to say it when it comes to Shasarabim. Right? So how do you know? Maybe it's because of Carmelis. It's because of Carmelis. So he says, no, because if it were because of Carmelis, so then you should say, even by Zorik and Moshe, because then you're saying it's a different idea. Then you're saying it's not because you're walking, but it's because the Carmelis is a mafsik. So it's because the Carmelis is a mafsik, then even by throwing it or handing it, the Carmelis should be a mafsik. But you see, Ben Azai doesn't hold that. Ben Azai agrees by Zorik and Moshe that you're going to be chayev. You don't say that there's a problem. So it must be that it's not because of Carmelis special about Carmelis, but it must be it's because of Mahalach Ka'omid, which means walking is like stopping. And then the question comes back, so why by Dalal Amos Shasaram? Then he says the same thing. So that's what the Shem says. He says, don't think, and as he's showing is that Tosfos never entertained the possibility of saying that they only say Mahalach Ka'omid down by Shasaram by Carmelis, because you see, if that were the case, then you'd say it even by Zorik Moshe. So the first question I think on Tosfos Yishonim is how could you have said, Ben Azai says because Mahalach Ka'omid Dami. That's what Ben Azai says. So since he says Mahalach Ka'omid Dami, so how could you have said that he's talking about only in Carmelis because Carmelis is a mafsik. Mishum hafsik Carmelis. It doesn't say that. It says because Mahalach Ka'omid Dami. I mean, now he's changing it. Nothing to do with Mahalach Ka'omid Dami. It's saying it's because the Carmelis is a mafsik. So much so, he says it would even apply by Zorik and Moshe. But then how do you explain that with what he's saying of Mahalach Ka'omid Dami? It doesn't sound like anything to do with Mahalach Ka'omid Dami. Mahalach Ka'omid Dami is because you're walking, and walking is like you're stopping. But now he's saying it's because of a different thing. It's because of Carmelis. So you have to explain the Lashon. How could he read that into the Gemara? He's not saying the Gemara should have said this. He's saying, why doesn't Tosfos interpret this into Ben Azai? So he says, no, he can't interpret it that way because later on in the Gemara. But he can't interpret it that way anyway because he says Mahalach Ka'omid Dami. He doesn't say because of Carmelis. He says walking is like stopping. So shouldn't that be the biggest raya? Okay, that's one question. You have to say something. He has to somehow squeeze. Or somehow he has to be able to squeeze Mahalach Ka'omid Dami into saying it's only Carmelis. But the question is, well, how do you do that? Okay, so that's one problem. But a bigger problem is Tosfos Rashi has a bigger problem. Problem is, so what's? Let's take it slow. So again, the Tosfos Yishonim I'm saying is maybe Ben Azai only holds Mahalach Ka'omid Dami in Carmelis because of Carmelis. So Tosfos Yishonim answers no. Because if you're going to say Mahalach Ka'omid Dami in Carmelis because of the Carmelis, so then even by Zorik and Moshe, he says yeah, but. That's not Mahalach Ka'omid. Maybe it's only Mahalach Ka'omid Dami in Carmelis. But Zorik and Moshe isn't Mahalach. So in other words, maybe, right? In other words, if you're telling me, that's why he says he doesn't understand those Shonim altogether. Because he says, V'lo avanti mash amar yimishom evzik Carmelis afilu Zorik Moshe to Zorik Nami lifter. To Dilma be'afsakas Carmelis ka'omar ben azay, the Mahalach Ka'omid Dami. In other words, it's just saying that maybe Ben Azai only says Malach Kaome Dami when there's a Hefzik Karmelas. But Moshe Zorik Shlo Halach Derech Karmelas Mechaya. There's no Hilach. There's not Mahalach. So it says maybe still. Maybe Ben Azai only says Mahalach Kaome Dami and a Karmelas. So you can't ask me Zorik Moshe because it's not Mahalach. So he's kind of on track with what we're saying. It's the Lashon of Mahalach. If you want to push Karmelas into it, it's only going to be Karmelas Mahalach Kaome in Karmelas. So then, so now maybe he does only all that. Maybe he does only say Mahalach Kaome Dami, only in Karmelas. The question is, what's the svar? I mean, what sense does it make? I mean, how do you just apply Mahalach Kaome Dami only on Rishos? The sense of Mahalach Kaome Dami is because you're walking. The walking is judging by the Chavta. So what sense does it make to just limit it to one Rishos? But that's apparently, according to the Rosh, that makes sense. So so then Tos Rosh gives a different answer. He says, no, it can't be, because in Kaya, not Eilon Aros, Iksubas, you see that it's not only Karmelas. It's the case, it's not only Karmelas. So that's why. So he knocks it out because Eina Chanami could have said that, but it's not true, because in Iksubas, you see it's not true. So there was not only Karmelas, therefore you know it's a universal. Okay, so the question is again, so two questions. One question is on Tosis Yishanim, how could he have said that it's only Karmelas? Because his, again, Tosis Yishanim's only Karmelas has nothing to do with walking or Zohar, because you see he says walking and Zohar would be the same thing. So there's nothing to do with Mahalach and Omid. It's just an idea of Karmelas. Then don't say, how do you explain Lashon Gemara? Mahalach Omid Dami. But Tosafot Rosh is going with Lashon Gemara that it's only Mahalach Omid Dami and only in Karmelas. But the problem is, what's the Svara? What Svara is there to say that you only say Mahalach Omid Dami in Karmelas? Seems like the reason why Tosafot Rosh never entertained Tosafot Rosh is because what Svara? There's no Svara to say that. What's the difference where with Mahalach Omid Dami, whether you happen to be in Karmelas or in Shazel or Shazram? Yeah, no, here, the way Tosafot Rosh Hashanah reads like this. It says, Mahalach Ka'omed Dami. Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. Halach Ol Meimar, the less lay Mahalach Ka'omed Dami, Bishum Makum Kiacha. That's the Stiv Chashir Kamunach. I'm just saying, don't say that he doesn't hold Mahalach Ka'omed Dami in a place which is like Rosh Hashanah. Because you'll say it's only that it's kiyach, the hefzik stiv chashiv kamura. Because it's only, don't say that he doesn't hold Malach Kaome Dami in any place like here, like Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Rather, the hefzik stiv chashiv kamura. Rather, you'll say it's only because the hefzik of the stiv, which is karmelis, which is a munach. The time Mishum hefzik karmelis, because if you were to say that the only time he's saying it is because of the hefzik karmelis, and that's the svara, you can Zorg Moshe Nami left there. So then you say it even by Zorg Moshe, but that's not true. It's only an exception because of Dalai Lama, Salva Moda, Bezorik Moshe. So, and therefore, he's going to agree by Zorik Moshe. He says, it's not new with Karmelis. Rakbi Mahalich Pligi. Shmami, not time alone, Misham Hefzik Karmelis. He's only arguing by Mahalich. So, you see that it's not because of Hefzik Karmelis. El Misham the Mahalich Kaome Dami, Bechal Makom. It's because it's in general the Mahalach Kaome Dami. Motzim Rosh Hashanah L'Rishos Rabim, Kim Rosh Hashanah L'Rishos Rabim Chayiv, and therefore according to Ben Azai, you can be Chayiv the second you enter the new Rishos. Avol Omid Rosh Hashanah L'Rishos Rabim Moshir O Zorik Eino Chayiv Ad Shetanuach Ben Azai. It's very wordy, but that's what he's saying. But so he's saying is you can't say it's only because of Hefzik Karmelis, because then it would also be by Zorik Moshe. And Tosafot Rosh says no, but maybe it's only Mahalach Kaome Dami by Karmelis, but Mahalach and only Mahalach. Simple, but I think it's simple. I just want to say for the first question, I think it's a simple answer, which is that the Gemara wants to say. The total thing is maybe Ben Azai when he says Mahalach Kaome Dami, he doesn't mean what you think he means. Mahalach Kaome Dami. He means it's like this: is that let's say a guy is Mahalach Kaome. So what's Omed? Omed means if you're walking through the Karmelis, and you stop in the Karmelis, and then you keep walking again. So that definitely is Afsik. Why is that Afsik? Because basically you have Sasef Anacha. So basically you've walked, you've stopped, and you have Anacha, and then you start walking again. So there's no process, right? They're two mices. Okay? But maybe you'd say Mahalach Kaome Dami, maybe he's going back to what the Gemara suggests later for the Rabbanan. And maybe you'd say that the Karmelis itself is a mafsik. That's what I'm saying. What does that mean? We had a svara for that already. That's what the Gemara later asks on the Rabbanan. In other words, maybe you'd say that you have to go directly from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. That the Maisa Otsa is a Maisa is an action of going from crossing the border. In which case, that the Carmelis would be a mafsek. In which case, whether you're actually stopping in the Carmelis, or even if you're mahalich through the Carmelis is going to be a mafsek. In other words, not only is the Carmelis going to be a mafsek if you stop and thereby render it two actions, but even if you don't stop and you don't render it two actions, but you're just a mahalich, but the mahalich through Carmelis will also be a mafsek, and mahalich keomed. It doesn't matter if you actually stop in the Carmelis or you actually walk through the Carmelis, because either way, you break up the direct Rishis Yachol Dershal Saravim. You're not crossing the border, Rishis Yachol Dershal Saravim. So maybe that's what he meant by mahalich keomed dami. Mahalich keomed dami is, it doesn't mean hiloch, like the process of hiloch. He means mahalich means not omed, is the same as omed. Whereas mahalich means, if it goes through Carmelis, in a hiloch manner or in a stopping manner, it's going to be the same thing. Because either way, it's the Carmelis which is the mafsek. So it doesn't matter whether it's mahalik or it's omei. They're saying maybe that's what Rabbi Nazai means by mahalik omei dami. He means that the Carmelis is the mafsek no matter what. Because you need a direct action of Rishis Yachol through to Rishis Yachol, crossing the border. And therefore it's going to be the same thing, mahalik or omei. Same thing. But if that's the case, it's the same thing with Zorak and Moshe, because it's nothing to do with Hiluch per se. Hiluch just means, it just means motion. It just means moving through Carmelis is the same thing as stopping in Carmelis, because it's Carmelis which is the problem. So maybe that's what he means. You know, we don't think that's what he means, because we already have the soul svara. Hiluch is a process of stopping and starting, you know. But maybe that's what he means. Exactly what the Gemara says, that the Rabbanon, that's the Kasha on the Rabbanon. Maybe Carmelis is a mafzik. You know what I mean? So I think what this is actually, the Tosos itself, openly, our Tosos doesn't have this Tosos Hashanah, but our Tosos kind of asked this question in the beginning, or dealt with this in the very beginning of Tosos, where he said is, don't think, he asked, why doesn't the Gemara say that Ben Azai's reason is because the Carmelis is a mafsek? He asks that, and he says, no, because, maybe he'll say it's because later, because Zorik, Zorik and Moshe, he says, no, but the Gemara didn't know about that later. I mean, he basically takes this up. In our Tosos. So Hashem taking the, I think he's taking up the same thing that our Tosos. If you look at the beginning of our Tosos, he's taking up the same problem. So Hashem's taking it up also. But it's in different form. But I think that's what he's saying. It's how do you know that Ben Azai is not just holding that Svara, which the Gemara really thought the Rabbanon should hold by? How do you know he's holding this new Svara? You know? So that's what he's saying. No, you can't say that because he said that Svara wouldn't apply by Zorak and Moshe. You see, he's motivated by Zorak and Moshe. Through it is the same. According to this, mahalik is a reference to moving. It doesn't mean walking. It means moving is like stopping. Mahalik means maybe yod, that's what Ben Azai means. Moving through a Carmelis is like stopping in a Carmelis. It's the same thing because it's through a Carmelis. It doesn't really matter. And the Rabbanan say, no, mahalik lav kolmid. Stopping in the Carmelis is true. You have anacha in the Carmelis, but moving through it doesn't matter because there's no anacha. Okay. So this is the case. Now see what Tozerash. Okay, so Tozerash says that really, maybe there is a possibility to say that mahalich ko'omedami, the mahalich ko'omedami, that's a svara, mahalich ko'omedami, but only in a Carmelis. But only in a Carmelis. How do you know he doesn't hold that? But only hiloch, not zorek emotion, only hiloch. Zorek emotion, forget about it, because it's only hiloch. It's mahalich ko'omedami. So the question is, what sense does it make to say, if you tell me mahalik omed, it means that when every step you take is like the chafetz of the munach, so what's the difference if it's in Rishis Yachol or Rishis Rabim, you know, if it's in Dalai Lama or Rishis Rabim, or if it's in Carmelis, what's the difference? It's like some sort of combination. I mean, that's what's funny, it's some sort of combination. It's like Carmelis is a hefsek when you say mahalik omed dami, like when you're mahalik. It's like some sort of combo. It is mahalik omed dami, but it's only hefsek as Carmelis. But that, how do you combine those two things? They're two different ideas. One of them is that the Carmelis is a hafzik, and you need to go directly. And the other thing is Malach Omed Dami, which is walking is like stopping. Okay. Yeah. Okay, so I'm just going to elaborate on John and Kleiner saying that, see, the question is, I think it does go back to the way you understand before. Is that idea before that you'd say that if, that Carmelis would be hafzik. What's that idea? In other words, the Gemara entertained the possibility of saying, if you go from Rishis Yachid through, walking, pick it up Rishis Yachid, walk through a Carmelis, put it down in Rishis Rabim, you'd say that would be, you wouldn't be chayef, according to the Habmin of the Gemara. So what was the svar for that? What's the svar for that idea? That I do a kira in Rishis Yachid and Rishis Rabim? So there's two ways, two svaras you could say. One svar is because the Chutzah demands, like, crossing the border. Okay, and it's like Rashi says, it's Motzi Mershiach L'Shizram Mehedya. It means that the mechanical, that's what it is, that there's the Maisa of Chutzah. Kiyur Shizyachid, transfer across the border, Hanachon Shizram. Okay? That's one way to say it. So Kamal is Miyavzik. And Kamal doesn't matter whether you're Maalech, or you're Zorek, or you're Moshe. The point is, it's a positive idea that you need directness from the Shizyach L'Shizram. Okay? Again, if that's the case, Karmelis is going to be a mafsik no matter what. Doesn't matter. That's what the Tzishan is learning. That if that's the svara there of the Havmin. It says that the Rabbanon should say you need that Karmelis would be a mafsik. The idea of Karmelis being a mafsik is an idea. It's a positive. It's not like the idea of a mafsik. It's an idea that you need to have a Tzuras HaMaisa of Rishiyach HaTzishat. The Maisa reflects the product. Is transfer across the border from Rishiyach HaTzishat. So then any hefsek, it doesn't matter how you get across the karmelis, the point is it can't be direct. Okay? So that's what those chances, that's what he's saying, is that if you wanted to say Ben Azai was holding by that svara, so then it wouldn't make any difference whether it's Zorik Moshe or Holech. But Tosu Rosh could be learned differently. That he's not saying it has to be directly across the border. But the idea is that the Maisa, you have a Maisa you can't involve an extraneous step in the action. In other words, you pick it from Rosh Hashanah, you pick Rosh Hashanah, then the next step is the transfer to Rosh Hashanah, and then the next step is the Hanacha. Now, when there's Hiloch, there's a difference between where something is thrown through the Rosh Hashanah, the Karmelis, or you're a Holech in the Karmelis. See, because when you're a Holech in the Karmelis, it's so to speak, it's like an action of you're walking through the Karmelis. You're walking the object through the karmelis. That's what he'd say, is that you're picking up Rosh Hashanah, walking, crossing the border, walking through the karmelis, walking through the karmelis to the Rosh Hashanah, and then putting it down. So it's the hiluch in the karmelis which is a mafsik, because that's like an extraneous activity, which is mafsik, That would be absent. But if you throw it from Rishiyach L'Shusarabim through the airspace of the Karmelis, so the action is an action of throwing it from Rishiyach L'Shusarabim. Now it's true, it went through airspace, but it doesn't engage you're not actively engaged with the Karmelis. Karmelis is just the zone that it's flying through. But again, in Hiloch, there's a phenomenon of a holich. You're a holich in Rishiyach in a Karmelis. That's a maisa that you're being a holich in the Karmelis, which is an extraneous step in the process. So it's not pshat that, see, if it's pshat is that the rishos, it has to cross the border, the chafza has to cross the border, that's the action of crossing the border, then karmelis, it doesn't matter how it gets through it. But if it's an idea that the mafsik isn't because the rishos, that it has to go directly rishos to rishos, but the idea is that the mafsik is the process of walking in the karmelis, so then if it's a zorik emotion, that's not going to be a mafsik. So it's saying maybe that's what Ben Azai holds. Maybe Ben Azai holds Malach Kalmud, but not pshat that it's walking is actually putting it down. No, walking is walking. But when it's the hafsik of the, when it's in a karmelis and you're walking in a karmelis, that's going to be a mafsik of your maisa hotzah from Rishiyach L'Shusarabim, because you're involving an extraneous element of hiluch and karmelis. But when you go dalamus in Rishiyach L'Shusarabim, then you don't have anything like that. So maybe that's what he's holding. So that's what says, no, you can't say that because of the Gemara Ksuvos. Yeah. This is the two ways, you know. So it comes out, the Machlokes says two ways of learning that Gemara later, which is the saying is that maybe the Havmin and the Rabbanan, so why don't you say that the Stiv is going to be a Masik? Right? And the question is, what was that Havmin? Gemara didn't hold by that, but the question, what was the sense to that? Was that because you needed directly crossing the border? The Chavtza, the Maisa Otzah is transferring it across the border. So that's the Maisa Otzah. In that step, then it doesn't matter, karmelis, any karmelis, it doesn't matter what you do in karmelis. Or do you say it's not because the maisa is a positive idea of transferring across the border, but you can't involve an extraneous process in the otzah. So it's an extraneous process, then they say that's only a holich in the karmelis, but not in zorek or moshe. So that's what it's telling. How do you learn that gemara over there? But I think it's, see, I don't think you, I only got to think to realizing this. That it's telling how you learn that Gemara from the earlier step, which is when he even entertains in the first place saying that it's Malach Tomeh, that that's a reference to later in the Gemara, you know what I mean? It's, and then when he says that the Carmelist is a Mafsik, it's a reference to that later thing in the Gemara. You know what I mean? So that's, it's going back to that later, that thing later in the Gemara. Yeah.
I don't
get it. Okay, so here's the next problem is the Tzidur Shesram. Okay, so Tzidur Shesram, so the Gemara basically is looking for, our Gemara is looking for a case. How do we know that you're chayav for going through a Carmelis? Maybe the Torah says only if you go directly. How do you know going through a Carmelis you're going to be chayav for? Where do you see that in the Mishkan? So the Gemara answers, in our Gemara, it says, Elamidu davi moti mirshas yachad rishas ram derach tzidei rishas ram. So if you go from rishas yachad to rishas ram, in through a tzidei rishas ram, sides of rishas ram, which we'll see what that means. So Tzidur Shesharabim is an extraneous, it's like a Carmelis, it's going through a Carmelis, it's an in-between Rishos. So you say that should be a Mafsik. So he says like this, Tzidur Shesharabim, so Rashi explains. What is Tzidur Shesharabim? It says, Mishyachal Shesharabim, Kigon, it's a little bit here. Okay, so basically, they have a makom mechitzah or tzidur shesaram. So this is a case in Erevin. Okay, the case in Erevin is a Mishnah on Sadei Dalel and Aleph. But basically, you have a house which has a chatzer, and the chatzer is shesiyachid, and then you have the shesaram. Okay, again, you have a chatzer, courtyard outside of a house, the courtyard is shesiyachid. Right, because it has a wall around it. And then you have the Rosh Hashanah on the other side of it. Now the wall breaks down, so then the place where the wall previously occupied is defined as a Tzidei Rosh Hashanah. Okay, because it's not quite the Rosh Hashanah, but it's so to speak, could be used by the Rabbim. Because it's like, there's space there. There's like free space. I mean, they're not going to go into the guy's courtyard, but that's, so to speak, like the wall. So people, the Rabbim, sometimes would use that. So it's like the Tzidei Rosh Hashanah. So the machlokas between, so Rashi Bayah says, the pligi, Rabbi Elazar Rabbanim, Erevin, Perakal Gagas, Rami Rabbanim, Delav, Kirshas Rabbanim. So the Rabbi Elazar holds that's a Shasarab. But the Chachamim hold that it's a Carmelis. It's the name of Carmelis. But Rafil Hochikiafi Mishyachal Shazam Darsham Chayef. But certainly, if you carry from Mishyachal through the Tzidur Shazam to the Rishazam, you're Chayef. So saying, so there you see, even though it has the name of Carmelis, according to Rabbi Eliezer, or according to Rabbi Elazar. According to the Rabban.
The Rabban has the name of
Carmelis. The name of Carmelis. And you see, Chayef for going from your house to through the Tzidur, through the Rishazam.
And according to Rabbi Elazar, what's
it saying? Sin is Rishazam. So that's what my ass. It says, yeah, Hanicha. So you showed it basically, Hanicha, Rabban, Dami, Tishon, Kirshas, Ram, El, Rabbi Lazar, Dami, Tishon, Kirshas, Ram, Dami. But what about according to Rabbi Lazar holds that as a dinner, Rishas, Ram? Now you don't have a case according to him. Right? So it's in Michael Mamer. So obviously we have to understand what's this question of Tishon, Ram, Kirshas, Ram. Tosus points out, by the way, how do you know Tishon, Ram, Yechayah for? When I say Nechlami, the same thing. Just like you have the Kasha of by Carmelis, maybe Carmelis is a Mafsik. Why is the Gemara taking it for granted that Tzidur Shesharabim isn't going to be a Mafsik? If you say Tzidur Shesharabim is Dinner of Carmelis, maybe that's also a Mafsik. So he says, no, it's Mestama and the Mishkan, they did that. People always go through the Tzidur Shesharabim, and Mestama and the Mishkan, they went through Tzidur Shesharabim, so it's clear, obviously, Yechayah for going through Tzidur Shesharabim.
Isn't Tzidur Shesharabim when a wall broke down?
That's only one case. You'll see, there's another case of it, okay? It says, so the question is, so how do you know Quinter of Elazar who holds Tzidur Shesharabim is Kirishas Arabim, so it has a din of Rishas Arabim, so then you don't have a case anymore. Where's your case? So we see a chayef for going through a Carmelis. So it says, Amor, the Shamas Lareb Elazar, Damar Tzidur Shesharabim, Kirishas Arabim, Damar Yechid, Delaka Chifufi. Avalichid, Ika Chifufi, Mi Shamas Lai? So it says like this, is that Chifufi is like this. Rashi says, it says, "No one to me say those katanos of Nekosel shechufu shama galut zekranos v'leichu v'kosel v'apilu." So what happened was that they used to have. You can imagine if you have your house or your wall right up against a Rosh Hashanah, it's a good chance that the carriages or the cars are going to smash into your wall and knock it down. So what they used to do sometimes is they'd put like rocks or the barriers. They have this like in front of, you know, whatever. the barriers so that the traffic can't bang into your house or bang into your chater. So the place in between the chifu, these barriers, the chifufir, these barriers, and your wall is the tzidei Rosh Hashanah. Okay? So the thing is that when does Rabbi Eliezer hold Tzidei Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Hashanah when there are no barriers? I'm sorry, that it is the Rosh Hashanah, yeah, when there are no barriers, like when the wall falls down. But if they put barriers all there, so then definitely Rabbi Eliezer is not going to hold that that has a din of Rosh Hashanah. That definitely, because there you really have barriers that block it between the Rosh Hashanah. You have these little rocks or whatever. So that's real, that even Rabbi Eliezer is going to hold has a din of a kamalos.
Even when it falls.
No, it's nothing to do with falling. Now, then just stop. That road, nothing to do with falling. That's a different case. A different case is Yisrael. A different case is Yisrael is where you have in between your wall and the Yisrael, and you put these like barriers. So there's like the Yisrael, you have like a little block. So the can no longer really, doesn't really travel on this part anymore. It's like the tzad of the Yisrael now. You know what I mean? It's like the shoulder, so to speak. You know, but there's actually like blockers, so you can't. They have like those orange pins or whatever, so you can't get onto the shoulder or whatever. You know, so people aren't gonna travel on there. They're not gonna drive their cars onto that shoulder anymore because there's little pins or rocks in between. So the thing is that even Rabbi Eliezer, when does Rabbi Eliezer say that? When there's just the wall fell down and basically the rock could just go right onto there uninhibited. You know, but if there are actually these rocks there, then even Rabbi Eliezer is not gonna say it's either Shusharab, it's like Rishusharab. But you see a chayiv even in that case. So therefore, it's saying, so that's the case. So you see that is the karmelis even according to Eliezer, and the chayiv for that. Okay, so that's this gemara. So the punchline for this gemara, and that's the way the gemara is for that. So according to this gemara again, you have machlokas of tzidei shesharam kshesharam or not. So the simple case, there are two cases, either shesharam kshesharam. And it seems like the gemara in Erevin and the gemara in Ksuvah basically say that the facts are, the basic facts of tzidei shesharam is that it's not really the Rosh Hashanah, because it's like the fence fell down. The makom where the fence used to be. So it's not really the Rosh Hashanah, but the Rabim sometimes goes there. Sometimes spills over onto there. So that's the machlokes. Do you say that has a din of Rosh Hashanah, or do you say it doesn't have a din of Rosh Hashanah? But that's one case. And the other case is where you actually have regular road, but they put rocks in between the road and the guy's house, so people can't walk there. So the space between the rocks and the guy's house is also Tzidei Rosh Hashanah. Which again, Rabim sometimes goes there. If there's a spillover, Rabim will go there. But it's not the Rosh Hashanah proper. The question is, does that have a din of Rosh Hashanah? Does that not have a din of Rosh Hashanah? Okay, it's din of Kamala. So that's the first one is, what's the sense? What's the machlokas? And then there's a question, is does Rebbe Lazar, it's not so simple, but it's machlokas here, Papa Ramah, does Rabbi Eliezer hold it to Rosh Hashanah even when there are the rocks blocking it off? Or you say, no, he only holds it like Rosh Hashanah when there are no rocks. You know, the case of the wall falling down. That's a machlokes amaram here. Because you see, what's his name says that he doesn't, what about according to Rabbi Eliezer? Papa. So he holds according to Rabbi Eliezer. It's from other Tosim over there. It's clear that according to him, it's only, according to Papa, Rabbi Eliezer holds always Rosh Hashanah. Whether there are rocks, whether there's no rocks, doesn't matter. But according to the Argamara's conclusion, he only says like Rosh Hashanah when there are no rocks. When there are rocks, then it's not Rosh Hashanah. So the question is, what's the whole question here, and why you'd say it here, you know, by any of those cases. So the Gemara, if you want to look at the Gemara here, Argamara here in Vav, the Gemara in Sadi Dalet and Aleph in Erevin, kind of the end explains a little bit. He says, Hasa, he says, it's Kadarsi La Rabin. It's kind of important. Okay. And then there's a Gemara in Ksubas also. It's a short part of the Gemara there. In Ksubas and Lamed Alphan Beis. Yeah. It's a very interesting thing there. Because sometimes it says basically Rabin, the Gemara there says, I mean, these facts I'm getting from there. But it says that Rabin doesn't normally go there. It's not Shchichi Bu Rabin. But sometimes they go onto there. And that's basically what he says about it. It's Rosh Hashanah. And it's a really interesting thing, Gemara, and it's a tribal excuse also, I'd like to hear maybe. Gemara says, even according to Rosh Hashanah, he's only saying it's din Rosh Hashanah vis-a-vis Hotzah. But vis-a-vis Kenyan, certain Kenyanim don't work in Rosh Hashanah, Meshichar, then it wouldn't have a din of Rosh Hashanah. So at some point, maybe I'd like to take that up also, if we have time. But I mean, the first thing is, what's the question altogether? That's the first thing, what's the machlokas? Second step is, what's the difference, are there is chifufi or not? Whether Rabbi Lazar even says it, where are these rocks? Or only when they're no ra.
So machlokas rabbanon first.
Yes, and second thing is machlokas amoraim as to whether or not Rabbi Eliezer says it's kirshas harabim if there are rocks, or only in the case of the chater or the wall falling down where there are no rocks.
So according to Papa, he wouldn't be satisfied with that argument.
Yeah, according to Papa, right? Papa, because if Papa's the one who asks, it says, he says. So he says apparently you can't, right? He says apparently he didn't hold by this chifufi thing. You know what I mean? You could just say he does, but Tosafim and Tosafim in Ervin and in Ksuvas basically say Papa, because the Gemara over there basically still holds it, Rabbi Lazar holds it across the board.
So what's the answer
then? Oh, then I don't know. According to our Gemara, he wouldn't have an answer. I don't know. He wouldn't have an answer according to our Gemara. Good question. I mean, according to Papa, I think you can answer the question. I don't know. He doesn't have an answer.